Once again this year, here in the Kol, we're zeicha to hear Rav HaGoyin of Shimon Krasner from Yeshiva Seir Sol, who is here in town, and he's agreed to speak for us, give a shir tonight for us. The Habotzos HaTorah that Rabbi Krasner has been zeicha to over the last 30 years, both in the Yeshiva and through his farm. Anyone that learns Novi knows that you can't really learn a sugya in Navi appropriately without opening up his svarim. They become the staples for anybody preparing or learning Navi. And taking one glance at the svarim, you'll see more than I could tell you about the tremendous Talmid Chacham that he is, and that we're zeichet to hear tonight. So it's a schos to be able to hear Rabbi Krasner.
Thank you very much, Rav Lesher, for the kind words of introduction. I want to talk a little bit about the yontif that actually happens the most during the year, and of course that is Rosh Chodesh. We have Rosh Chodesh, some months are 2 months, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, some days are 1 day Rosh Chodesh. We'll talk about the why of that. But basically, the Jewish calendar could have a month that has, if it's a Chodesh Choser, then the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, so the month really had 29 days. Or it's a Chodesh Mole, a full month, so the month had 30 days. So when it's a Chodesh Choser, the old month, there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, which is day number 30, actually day number 1 of the new month. And if the old month is a Chodesh Mole, so it's 30 days in the month, and there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, day number 30, which is actually the end of the old month, and the new day number 31, which is really day number 1 of the coming month. Rosh Chodesh, of course, is next week. Chodesh Shvat has 30 days, so next week there will be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Aleph. And they basically go in an alternating form. You have Nisan with the Yom Tovim is 30, Iyar is 29, Sivan is 30, and basically that's the system. Cheshvan and Kislev could either be the normal Seder, or it could be both Chaser, both Mole. It just gives us an opportunity to make adjustment to the calendar if needed. But generally it goes Mole, Chaser, Mole, Chaser, 29-30. I want to talk about where the idea of having 2 days Rosh Chodesh, certainly in the Torah when you bring Karbonos, there is only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. You don't bring the Karbonos like this month, Rosh Chodesh, Adar, you wouldn't be bringing the Karbonos in both days. The Karbonos are brought on Yom Lamed Aleph, which is the real Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the new month. So where and when did this idea of having a month with 2 days Rosh Chodesh, where does it come from? And we'll talk about why it was made. Now, by way of introduction, this is a very famous Haftorah, Mocher Chodesh, and this is where the source of all this comes from. And it's a Haftorah when Mocher Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, usually we read on Shabbos before, we read the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh. And we'll see there's another Indian, if there is time to talk about that, we learn out from the Haftorah, and that is work restrictions on Rosh Chodesh. Women don't work, maybe men don't work, and if we have time to mention, we'll get into that as well. So the background in Kapitel Chof, David is running away from Shaul. That Shaul feels that David is the Marbe Malchus. He wants to take over his Malchus because Shmuel had told him that Hashem gave away the Malchus from Shaul, tore it away from him and gave it to somebody else. And he figured, of course, correctly figured that that's going to be David. So Shaul is trying to kill David. So it says that David runs away, and Yonasan, and that's the pell of everything, Yonasan was Shaul's son, and yet Yonasan sided with David. So, and then Yonasan tells David, look, I can't really believe my father's out to get you, because first of all, it wasn't so obvious, people didn't know about it in the beginning. My father would definitely tell me if he was out to, wanted to get you, he would tell me, and David said, not really, he knows that you're friends with me, and he doesn't want to cause you aggravation. So they go out in the fields, and it says, Vayomer lo Yonasan Mocher Chodesh. So he said, we're going to find out, is Shaul really out to get you? And here's how we're going to figure it out. And this was Erev Rosh Chodesh. And we'll see how many days Rosh Chodesh were there at this time. And of course, this is when they were Mekadesh the Riyah based on the Mekadesh Levana based on the Riyah of seeing the moon. And now we do it al pi cheshbon. We'll talk about the Riyah, Kiddush al pi Riyah, Kiddush al pi cheshbon. So the boss says, "Yemer lo yonas amachar chodesh. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. V'nifkadetu ki poked moshevecha. You're going to be missed because on Rosh Chodesh they would have the Melech would have Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and the important people in the government and remember David is also Shaul's son-in-law were certainly expected to be there. So he said, tomorrow let's see what Shaul's reaction is going to be when you didn't show up. So he said that so." The third day, meaning today is Erev Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow, and then there's going to be day number three, and we'll see what that is. So make sure on day number three that you hide very well, because that's when, if he wants to get you, that's when he's going to send out the police to get you. So he says, "Ubotel amokom," and you should hide, "Ashen istarta sham biyom ha'maisa," the place where you hid in the day of work. Now, what does that mean? Meaning today. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh, it is a day of work. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which is not completely a day of work, there are work restrictions. So he's saying that where you're hiding now, this is where you should go hide, which is a Yom HaMaisa, a day of work. This is when you should hide on the third day. And make sure you hide very well, because that's where they're going to look for you. And I'm going to send you a signal. I can't call you. I guess this is before texting. I can't tell you about it. So how am I going to let you know what Shaul's reaction was? So I'm going to take three arrows, and the way I shoot the arrows, and I tell the lad to where to pick, you know, to shoot the arrows, then somebody would pick them up and reuse them. So the way I'm going to say it, if the arrows are closer to me, closer to you, closer to him, so you know, you'll get the signal. We'll set it up. If I say it one way, it means the coast is clear and Shaul is really not out to get you. Or if I say it the other way, that means that really Shaul doesn't want to get you, and you better hide and run away. So what's the story? So it says, "Vayisaser David Basada." So this was Erev Rosh Chodesh and David hid. "Vayia Chodesh," and it was Rosh Chodesh. "Vayashav Namelech Alalechem Lechol." They had the party, the Shaul was there. And he realizes that David isn't there. So Shaul didn't say anything. He says, "Lodiba Shaul Mu'uma Bayamahu Ki Omar Mikrohu Bilti Toru Kilo Tor." They had Karbonos, so if he's Tameh, he can't eat Karbonos. So Mistam, that's why he's not here. And of course, that's how the Gemara learns in Pesachim. This is very wordy. Mikru bilti tor kilo tor. Pesach Shiva said he's tummy. But it's that the Torah tells us that we should always speak in a Lashon Nekiyah in a more dignified way. So that was the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Shaul didn't say anything that David wasn't there. Vayhi mimachros haKodesh Hasheni. And it was the next day. And we'll see what exactly machros haKodesh Hasheni means. Vayipakin Malkum David, and David wasn't there. And this time Shaul realized, he asked Yonah, said, "Why is David not here?" And he said, well, he gave him a story that David's family was having a Rosh Chodesh party also, and David was asked by his older brother to join them, and therefore he didn't show up. And that, by the way, we learn out the halacha of Kibud Av and Kibud Achiv Agadol, which is the pasuk in Drash Udarshi from Kadosh Avich Vezimecha. Shaila is which one, the older brother, the eldest brother? But whatever it is, so and that was the excuse that Yonah told Shaul. You know why David isn't there? Because his older brother asked him to come to the family celebration. So obviously Shaul realized that David knows what's going on. He's trying to end, and Shaul was angry that the prey slipped through his hands. So he said, and he yelled at Yonah, and he said, you know, you don't even realize that as long as David is alive, that you're going to lose the Malchus. And Yonah said, what did he do wrong? He didn't do anything. And Shaul throws a spear to try to hit him, to hit him. And then Yonason realized that, yeah, this is it, Shaul really is out to kill David. So Yonason comes out to the field, and he does the arrows with the priest, and David is hiding real well somewhere in the field, and Yonason shoots the arrows according to the prearranged signal, and David realized that, it's, you know, you better leave, because Shaul is really out to get him. This is the Haftarah of Machzor Chodesh. So the shaila of when the 2 days Rosh Chodesh started revolves around the pasuk of Vayihi Mimachros HaChodesh Hasheni Vayipachid Malkum David. So Rashi learns that, what does it mean Mimachros? It was the day after HaChodesh Hasheni, the second day. So Rashi does not learn that it was the second day Rosh Chodesh. Rashi learns Mimachros HaChodesh, Mimachros HaChidush HaOban. That was the day after the brand new moon. Hasheni would just be Yom Sheni LaChodesh, which is the second day of the month. So Rashi is going out of his way, and that's how the Radak learns, the Mitzvot is, that the Chodesh Hasheni doesn't mean second day Rosh Chodesh. It means it was the second day of the new month, day Aleph, and day Yom Beis as far as the calendar goes, but it was not Rosh Chodesh. Now, there's obviously a little bit of a problem if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so why was David expected to be there? I mean, they didn't have a party every single day. It's just when it was Rosh Chodesh, David was expected to be there. If it wasn't really Rosh Chodesh, I'm not too sure what the pshat is, like why Shaul made the party in the first place if it's not Rosh Chodesh, and why was David expected there. But that's how Rashi is learning. So the Rashi holds when they did the month, the months according to the Rias, the sighting of the moon, in other words, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if it was a Chodesh Chosr, they only had one day Rosh Chodesh, which is always that way. But even when it's a Chodesh Mole, and there are 30 days Rosh Chodesh, which day is Rosh Chodesh? Only Yom Lamed Aleph, the 31st day, is the only. And Yom Lamed was not Rosh Chodesh Shalom, not the way we do it. So our minute comes, I guess, after when they're doing it Al Pi HaCheshbon, and somewhere, and we'll see why there are 2 days. But according to Rashi, in the time when they were Mekadesh Al Pi HaRiyah, there was only one day Rosh Chodesh period. It was a Chodesh Chaser Yom Lamed, the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh, which was day number one of the new month. Or if it was the old month was a Chodesh Mole with 30 days, then day number 31 was Rosh Chodesh, but only one day Rosh Chodesh. And you see, Rashi says the same thing about Metziah. We all know the Gemara with Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer, that Rav Eliezer was very strong in his Shitas, and I guess the Rabbim disagreed, the Rav of the Chachamim disagreed in his Psakim, and he refused to buckle. So they put him in Nidui, because you have to, the Torah says, Ach Rabbim Lahatos. So, now the Gemara says that Ema Sholom was the wife of Rav Eliezer, but she was also the sister of Rav Gamliel, who was the Nasi. This was a fight between Rav Eliezer and Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was the one who put him into Nidui, the Nasi. So she was afraid, and this tells us how important Tachnun is. Sometimes, you know, we say Tachnun 1-3, we mumble the words. Chazal are telling us that Tachnun is extremely important. I guess if you do a very good Shmon Esrei and you conclude it with a Tachnun, that tefillah really has a lot of power. So she knew that that if I let Rebbe Eliezer, and Eliezer is probably angry, I mean, they put him into Nidoy, it affects his learning, it affects his davening. So if I let him say Tachnun, he's going to be mispal that Hashem should punish Rav Gamliel, and directly mispal or whatever it is he'll have. So she made sure that she would talk to him. She had an excuse every day when it came after Shacharis. She would make sure to interrupt him to say, get him to talk out. Once he talked out, it loses that special koach, this tachnun. So the Gemara says one time she got confused. Ichlef lo bein molei lechaser. She got confused on the calendar. She got mixed up between the chaser month, which is 29 days, and the molei month, which is 30 days. And he said tachnun when she wasn't expecting him to say tachnun. And she said, okay, you killed my brother. She realized, and that's what actually happened as soon as the message came out that Rav Gamliel had passed away. So what exactly was this mistake between Chodesh Chaser and Chodesh Mole? So Rashi learns that if it was a Chodesh Mole, there's only going to be, and this was in time with the Merkadesh Chodesh Al Pi HaRiyah, this was in time the Beis HaMikdash, and they still use the visual sighting of the moon as the basis of the calendar. So Rashi learns that she mixed up between Chodesh Chaser and Mole, that there was only one, that the month, if it was a Chodesh Mole, would have only one day Rosh Chodesh, like Rashi learned in Sefer Shmuel, which is day number 31, was the only day Rosh Chodesh. And she thought that it was a Chodesh Chaser, which is meaning that Rosh Chodesh is 30. In other words, in actuality, it was a Chodesh Mole, one day Rosh Chodesh, so day number 30 was not Rosh Chodesh. It really was a Chodesh Chaser, and Yom Lamed was Rosh Chodesh. So she figured, well, I'm safe in Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tachnun. But it was a Mole, and Yom Lamed did not come with, it was not Rosh Chodesh, and he did say Tachnun, and therefore Rav Gamliel died. That's how Rashi learns. The Marshal says it doesn't fit well in the Gemara, and the Marshal learns the other way. That the Pshat is, with the mistake between Chaser and Mole, is that if it was a Mole, there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 2 days of not saying Tachnun, Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Aleph. And if it's a Chaser, there's only 1 day of not saying Tachnun, only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So she thought, and it really was, so she thought it was a Mole, and 2 days no Tachnun, so she's safe on both days, and it was really a Chaser, and there was only 1 day of missing Tachnun, so that other day, and that's what happened. In other words, she thought that it was 2 days, that it was only 1 day. So Mele, he did say Tachnun, and as a result, Rav Gamliel died. So this, what Rashi says in Chumash, Rashi carries through in Bamitzia, it's in Azov, Dafnun Tes, with the whole discussion with Rav Gamliel and what they did with Rav Eliezer. What the Marsha says, though, is really the Beferish Targum Yonason, which is, of course, written al pi Neviim, from Yonason and Uziel, that the Targum says, V'havi biyoma de basroi duhu ibur yachta tinina. The Targum says clearly that there were, in the time of the Anarpsukim here with David and the Shaul Yonason, that was, what does it mean, mochros hacholish hasheni? Not the way Rashi learns it was, the second day of the month. It was the second day of Rosh Chodesh. It was a Chodesh Moleh, the old month. So Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Aleph were both Rosh Chodesh, and Mofza Chodesh Sheni means there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The first day of Rosh Chodesh, Shaul didn't say anything. The second day of Rosh Chodesh, Shaul got all upset. And that's what the Targum says. But that's clear. It's impossible to learn, and I mean, which is definitely wrong, and the Yashami goes out of its way to point it out. You can't translate Bimim Mofza Chodesh Sheni that it was the next month, meaning 1 month, Shaul saw that David wasn't there. He waited the next month, David still. That can't be, because the pasuk says that Shaul said to Yonasan, why did David not show up yesterday or today? So that the Yishami points out, it's obvious that that's not the possibility. But the Shaila is, Mokhsa Chosheni, does it mean 2 days Rosh Chodesh, or just means the second day of the month? Of course, if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that explains why there were 2 days of celebrations of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Okay, and Yerushalmi says exactly as the Targum Yonason that the Pshat is that there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And we'll have to be Mavar, why are there 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Is it, like we know Yontif, 2 days Yontif, in Chutz Laaretz, I mean this was there as well, of course, is Al Sfeik Yom, we don't know what day is Yontif. Is that the Pshat with Rosh Chodesh? Or is it a Badai? Or is it like Rosh Hashanah that it's Yom HaRichta? And it's, okay. So that we'll have to see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. In fact, hopefully we'll talk about it with the Rabbeinu Chananel at the end if we have time. The question is, how did they know if they did Al Pi Ariya? How did they know when is going to be Rosh Chodesh? Which is kind of a different way of phrasing your question, and that the Rishonim talk about. Okay, so there's an interesting halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a machloket. Let's say on Shabbos, Mincha comes, Mincha Shabbos, and you forgot, you daven a tefillas chol. So, really, it's not a good tefillah. And you didn't remember, so if you remembered on Shabbos, you obviously got to daven again. What if you didn't remember till Motzai Shabbos? And then you say, oops, I davened the wrong Shmon Esrei. What do you do? So it's a machloket Rishonim. Taisa Shita is that you don't daven again. Why not? I mean, what are you going to daven? If you daven two Mairavs, Motzai Shabbos, so the first one is the Iker Tefillah of Mairav, and the second one is the Tashlumin, but the second one is identical to the first Tefillah. So if you're davening Motzai Shabbos two Mairavs, the first one will be Chol, and the second one will be Chol. So what are you fixing? The idea is you forgot to mention Shabbos. Well, you're not going to be saying Shabbos anyway. So Taisa Shita is you do not repeat, there's nothing gained by repeating a second Shmoneh Esrei. You're not fixing it. You miss Shabbos and you're still not saying Shabbos. Other Rishonim say no. They look at it like this. If you have, you didn't say on Shabbos Mincha, you didn't mention Shabbos, so you didn't daven. I mean, just because you said the words, you said the brachos, it's very nice. You did not daven Mincha. So you have a zero Mincha. If you missed Mincha, it's not just you missed Shabbos. If you didn't mention Shabbos on Mincha of Shabbos, you did not daven. The tefillah is possible. It's not a tefillah. So therefore, you got to repeat Ma'ariv, even if it's a complete tefillah schol. But you didn't daven Mincha. You didn't daven Mincha. You make two Ma'arivs. So that's the machlokes of Shonim. And the Shulchan Aruch isn't sure how to be machbriya. So the Shulchan Aruch says there's a way to avoid this problem. So what do you do? Is it shalav brach v'batola? So the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to really do a tefillah nedava. Meaning, if you're in a mood, you want to mispalt the Rebbeinu Shalom something extra. You're allowed to, you could daven, even if you know you daven mincha, and you want to get an extra mincha, you are allowed to do a tefillah sedava. You got to add something to the tefillah. We don't do that because it's hard enough to daven the first tefillah, right? And you certainly don't want to add two tefillahs that weren't davened with the correct kavanah. But so Melo the Shulchan Aruch says, so what you should do is you have in mind, let's say Motzai Shabbos, that you daven two Ma'arivs, two Shmoneh Esreis, And on the second one, you have in mind, if I'm mechuyev, in other words, if Taisus is right, and I'm really not supposed to do a tashlumin, okay, so I'm doing a tefillah sedava, a voluntary donation. And if the other Rishonim are right, then I'm doing it because I'm mechuyev to do it. So Mimonashach is not going to be a bracha l'batala. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So comes the Magen Avraham and he says, because of why? Because of the Shulchan Aruch isn't sure. Do we pass any Taisus to the other Rishonim? So the Magen Avraham says, what would be if there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Meaning, let's say Rosh Chodesh is Sunday and Monday. And the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Sunday afternoon, in Mincha, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and you didn't remember till Sunday night, so the night of the second day. Do you daven, and if you hold like Taisus, in other words, if you hold like Taisus, that if you don't repeat the thing that you missed, there's no use repeating it, because you're not fixing the old tefillah. So the Magen Avraham says, though, but here you are fixing it. The first day of Rosh Chodesh, Mincha came, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. When you daven, and it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, when you daven the night of the second night, Ma'ariv, two Ma'arivs, what's it you're going to be repeating? It's a second tefillah is the same as the first tefillah. You're going to say Yalav Yavo twice, one for the Ma'ariv tefillah, and one for the makeup tefillah, but it's identical to the first tefillah. So you are going to say Yalav Yavo. If you're going to say Yalav Yavo, so even according to Taisus, that if you're not fixing it, there's no use saying it. But here you are fixing it, because the first tefillah did not have Rosh Chodesh. Your tashlu, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. The second tefillah, you will be saying Yalav Yavo anyway, because it's the second day Rosh Chodesh. So if that's the case, so even according to Taisus, that when you're not improving it, don't bother. But you are improving it. The first tefillah missed Yalav Yavo, and the second one, you're saying two Ma'arivs, twice Yalav Yavo, so you're being misakin what you missed. So even according to Taisvis, you would daven a second tefillah and you say Yalav Yavo twice. That's what the Magen Avraham psak is. And the Magen Avraham says the same thing would be true, let's say, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, but how about it would be 2 days Yontif, right? We have Yontif Shagolius, you have, Pesach, and you have Pesach Monday and Tuesday, or whatever day of the week it is. Actually, it can't be Loba Durosh, but anyway, whatever it is, you could have 2 days Yontif, and the Mincha of the first day, you daven at Tfilas Chol, so then Kamayrev, it's still Yontif, it's Yontif Sheni, you're going to say, if you say two Shmon Esres, you will daven two Yontif Shmon Esres. Oh, if you'll daven two Yontif Shmon Esres, you are fixing the old Tfilah. The old Tfilah was a Chol Tfilah, which was wrong, and now you're fixing it. You're fixing it, you're going to say Yontif Tfilah. So even according to Taisus, it says that normally, if you're not fixing it, don't bother repeating it. But here, you are fixing it because the first tefillah was Chol, the second tefillah is Yontif. And therefore, even according to Taisus, you would go ahead and daven two tefillahs. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, there's a Sefer Binyan Ariel, who lived around 300 years ago. He was a Rav in Amsterdam. His name was Rav Shaul from Amsterdam. He's the Rav of Amsterdam. He was considered a very big Achron, a very big Posek, a very brilliant person. And he says, I don't understand this Magen Avraham. It doesn't make any sense to me. Let's go back to, let's talk about Rosh Chodesh again. He says that what did the Magen Avraham say? If it, Mincha, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. And then comes Ma'ariv, and the Magen Avraham says, if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you're going to be improving on the old tefillah by saying Yalav Yavo twice. So even if he tithes, it's worth repeating, and you're mechuyev to do. So he says, that doesn't make any sense. He says, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, why do you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh? I mean, the Torah, Rosh Chodesh, like we said, the Kabbanas are 1 day. It's either Yom Lam or Yom Lam Adal. But there's no such thing as 2 days Rosh Chodesh as far as bringing Kabbanas. It must be that it's like Sfeik of the Yoma, like 2 days Yontif. If it's on Sfeik of the Yoma, so Manashach. If the first day really is Rosh Chodesh, so what are you going to tell me? But in the second tefillah, Ma'ariv, you're going to add Yalav Yavo and you're fixing the old tefillah. I mean, if the first day really was Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't be saying Yalav Yavo anyway. It's not really Rosh Chodesh. Or look at it, that's half of the side. The other side is, say, maybe the first day wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Okay, then you didn't do anything wrong and there's nothing to fix. You did everything proper. So, Mimonashach, it doesn't make sense to go say what the Magen Avraham says, say it a Ma'ariv and daven two Ma'arivs. If the first day is Rosh Chodesh, you're not fixing it because you shouldn't really be saying Yalav Yavo anyway, the second day. First day is not Rosh Chodesh, you didn't do anything wrong. And the same thing would be with 2 days Yontif. 2 days Yontif, which is clearly al-Sfeik of the Yom, that you see in the Gemara, which means, yes, Rabbanan said you got to keep both days, So you're really keeping both days in the Suffolk. Either day number one is Yom Tov and day number two isn't, or day number two is and day number one isn't. But there's only one of the days that are really Yom Tov. It's the Rabbanu Misak, and you should say the bracha, you know, tefillahs and everything. But basically, you're doing it out of Suffolk, and only one day is Yom Tov. So he says it doesn't make sense. If the first tefillah, you David Mincha on the first day of Pesach, and you forgot to say Yom Tov. Comes the second tefillah, Ma'ariv, what are you going to say? See, if the first day is Yom Tov, then you're not fixing anything the second day, because it's not really Yom Tov. By putting in Zachreinu on Chag HaPesach Hazeh, Chag HaMatzah Hazeh. And if the first day wasn't Yom Tov, then you didn't do anything wrong in your tefillah. So b'mana shach, so mele, there's no tachlis, you can't repeat it, at least with Tishita's Taisus. That's what the Binyan are real tainus. Seems to be l'chora a very good taina. So I don't want to get into it, Barichut, it's not an easy sugya. There's a teres from the Tzlach, and the Tzlach, the Not of Yehuda, he says that yes, the Binyan Ariel is right partially and wrong partially, meaning like this. We know that Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov, is considered Sfeika D'Yom. It's really either the first day's Yom Tov or the second day's Yom Tov. Both days are not Yom Tov, only one of the two. Rosh Hashanah is a different story. Rosh Hashanah, there's a Takanas Chacham, even though, of course, Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah is also only one day. But Rosh Hashanah, there is a Takanas Chacham in that both days are considered Yom HaRichta. And the reason for that is, like, I don't really want to get into it, because it happens, Kilkul, that when the Eidim came late, the Eidim that saw the moon, one day came late. It was Yom Lamed, and it was, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, and the Eidim showed up late in the afternoon, and the Kohanim got confused. Well, they confused either in the shear that you're supposed to do with the carbon, what it's going to be like. Well, because the Eidim came after the Hakrava, so they didn't know what shear to do, or they didn't know to do exactly, should we do a carbon musaf, should we not do a carbon musaf? There was a kilku. So Rabbanu Misakin, that if they come after a certain time in a Mincha Lamaila, we will not accept their Eidus. We'll wait till tomorrow. So even though they came today, they saw the moon today, and really today should be Rosh Chodesh, as long as they come before dark. You could be say Kiddush, do Kiddush HaChodesh. But Rabbanu said, because of this mishmash that the Kohanim got confused, if they come after whatever, Mincha Lamaila, after 5 o'clock, we will not accept them, and tomorrow will be the real day of Rosh Hashanah. But what do we do with today? So we're not going to say, all day you didn't do work. You kept it as Yom Tov, Nesafik. And now you're going to say, go ahead and go to work. So the Rabbanu said, you got to keep both days. But even though they knew that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. And they still kept today when the Eidim came late. So therefore it's called Yom HaRichta, meaning it's not a Safik. We know for sure tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. And we're still not working today. So it's both. The Rabbanu are not considered both Vada Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara says. So the Not of Yehuda says that's nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. This mistake that the Kohanim did, they didn't know what shear to do, or they didn't know to bring carbon musaf, applies on every Rosh Chodesh. So this takana of Yom HaRichta is not just with Rosh Hashanah, even though that's what Gemara is only talking about. He says it's true every time. Whenever there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, after this takana, it's Yom HaRichta. So, and if it's Yom HaRichta, what does that mean? Both days are Midrabanan, Vaday Rosh Chodesh. If that's the case, so he says, so then the Binyan Ariel maybe would have been right if you were davening Shmon Esrei before this Takana, but if you're davening after this Takana, which is in time the Beis HaMikdash, then he's wrong. What's he saying? Only one day is really Rosh Chodesh, what do you fix it? No. After this takana, when we make 2 days Rosh Chodesh, both days are Vaday Rosh Chodesh because of this takana.
But according to the Tzlach, there should be no difference between the Chodesh Chodesh and Chodesh Chodesh.
That could be. Maybe. But that's. He's saying when we do make 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that it's included in that takana to make it right. Obviously, this has nothing. Okay. All right. But that's what the Tzlach says. So after this takana, it's a Yom HaRichta, and both days are for sure Rosh Chodesh, and if both days are for sure Rosh Chodesh, so then you're fixing the tefillah. The first mincha, you davened, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so you messed up. Comes Ma'ariv the second night, you could say it. Why? The first day was Rosh Chodesh, and the second day was Rosh Chodesh, because after this takana, both days are Rosh Chodesh, so you are fixing the tefillah. What was the Binyan Ariel's taina? But really, only one of them is Rosh Chodesh, so you're not fixing anything. But after this takana, both days are actually Rosh Chodesh, and then you're definitely fixing it. That's what the Tzlach answers the Binyan Ariel's question. Now, the Achronim say that You don't have to come on to this. 2 days Rosh Chodesh was never al speka de yoma. Even before this takana of Yom HaRifta, 2 days Rosh Chodesh is also bados, and it has nothing to do with this takana of the Kilkel Leviim, and that they had to give it a din Yom HaRifta. And that explains to us why we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And again, even in the time of the Mikdash, it was not al speka de yoma. It was al vaday. There really are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Again, not as far as Karbanos. I mean, Karbanos obviously are only 1 day, and the counting of the month, you can only count it for 1 day, and it's counted if it's a Chodesh Mole. It's the second day of Rosh Chodesh. It's called day number one. But there is a Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, b'toras vaday menatora, on both days Rosh Chodesh when we make 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So where does this come from? They say it's a Beferish Rambam. This comes from the Chidotain is this, or Yosef Shal Nathan's in the Shaul Meshiv. And there's a Sefer written by the Talmud of the Briska Rav called Emek Bracha, Revaya Pamranchik. And the Altaina that's more recent of those Achronim. But the Altaina that the 2 days of Yom HaRifta has nothing to do with Speka de Yoma. It's a Vaday. Both days do have the element of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, the Binyan Real Kasha doesn't begin, because 2 days Rosh Chodesh, they're both Vaday Rosh Chodesh. They're both Vaday Rosh Chodesh. If you miss Mincha Yalav Yavo, the first day comes the second day. You say, Meyer, if you repeat Yalav Yavo, you fix your old tefillah, because it's both Rosh Chodesh, Vaday Rosh Chodesh, and you fix the old tefillah, and therefore, certainly, that would be the proper thing to do, to say it twice. And it revolves around, why do we make, after all, 2 days Rosh Chodesh? If you hold that, even in the time of the Mikdash, the way the Targum Yonasan, the way the Yerushalmi, the Marsha, that in the time of the Mikdash, they did make 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Why? Okay. So really, it comes from Rambam. The Rambam is in Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam explains that the reason why are there months that are Chodesh Chaser and Chodesh Moly, one's 29, one's 30, why is that? He says because the lunar month is because how long it takes for the moon to make a complete revolution around the earth. So the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days and a fraction. It's Chav Tes Yom and a half plus Chasar Chalak. So it's a little bit over 29 and a half days. So what do we do? The Gemara says, so in theory, well, you should make Rosh Chodesh when, as soon as it's 29 and a half days, look up the calendar when the Molad is in Eretz Yisrael, and it could be 3 in the afternoon, whatever it is. No, 3 o'clock starts Rosh Chodesh. But you can't do that. The Gemara says in Megillah, V'yomim atamonu l'chadashim atamonu sholos, that you can't have a half day Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has to be a full day. You can only count days for Rosh Chodesh, at Chodesh Yomim. You cannot count hours. So you can't say, well, the new moon starts 3 o'clock. I mean, 3 o'clock is when I'll say Yalav Yavo. It's a whole day or none of the day. You can't have half of the day. So therefore, if it's 29 and a half days, so you make 1 month 30, 1 month 29, and Mele, if 1 month is 29, when it's 30, it averages out to 29 and a half days, and that fraction gets adjusted in Cheshvan and Kislev, whatever, and it works out. That's what the Rambam says, and that's why we have the 2 days of Chodesh Chaser and the Chodesh Moly. Now, the important thing is, the Rambam says that according to this, the Rambam himself says, because in the Chodesh, which is going to be a Moly, therefore we make both days Rosh Chodesh, and he says the reason why we make both days Rosh Chodesh is because the first day, even though it's only half of the day, so we can't officially make it really, I mean, you can't count it as day number one, but because it does have this part of the brand new moon, it does have Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So if it starts at 3 o'clock is the Molad, and if this is the month that we're going to make 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so we can't make Yom Lamed the real Rosh Chodesh as far as Kavanos or anything else, because you can't do it half a day, and half of the day is still the old moon, but it does have Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. If it does have Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, so we consider it Rosh Chodesh, and we consider the next day. So nothing to do with Suffix. The reason why when there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, we make two days Rosh Chodesh, nothing to do with Suffix, is because the day number Lamed has part of the new moon, so that's entitled to be, it has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, and it also has part of the, and Yom Lamed Aleph is the rest of the new moon, so therefore both days have it, and it's Betoras Vadol. It's not a Suffix, and the Rambam says it clearly, that we make Yom Lamed Rosh Chodesh, because Miktsoso is from the new moon. And they bring down that the Shvili Aleket was one of the later Rishonim, brings down from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, I'm not sure who the Rabbeinu Yeshaya is, that Rabbeinu Yeshaya spells all this out. He said that the reason why we make there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and both days have the Torah's Vaday, a din of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So Mela, it answers, so the Binyan Ariel's Kasha on the Magen Avraham is not a Kasha. What was his Kasha? That if it's only Al Sveika, so you're not fixing anything. Either the first day you miss Mincha Yalav Yavo, comes the second day you're going to say Yalav Yavo again. Mimona Shach, you're not fixing anything. The Teretz is, of course, you're fixing. Both days are the Torah's Vaday Rosh Chodesh. It's like the Tzlach's Teretz, but the Tzlach said it's only after this Takana that happened in Shekukul Ovi and Bashir. And these Achronim are saying no. Even in the time of Shaul and David, they made 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and it wasn't Al Safik. I mean, they certainly knew when the Edom came, right? In the Makom Amikdash, wherever, you know, they knew when Rosh Chodesh was, they knew when the Edom came, but you make 2 days because, like the Rambam said, because it's 29 half days, so half a day 30 has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, even if we don't officially call it Rosh Chodesh, but it is Rosh Chodesh. If it is Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Lamed Aleph is Rosh Chodesh, if you miss Mincha the first day, you're fixing your tefillah if you miss Yalav Yavo by saying two Yalav Yavos Ma'ariv of the second night. But so that's true for the Magen Avraham as far as Rosh Chodesh. But and that would be Miyashev his Pesach and the Binyan Ariel's Kasha would fall off. But the Magen Avraham also talks about 2 days Yom Tov. When he's talking about 2 days Yom Tov and he says Mincha the first day you forgot to say mention Yom Tov and comes Ma'ariv the second night. Well, you're fixing your thing a new tefillah your. There, 2 days Yom Tov is definitely a speck of the Yom. So then you still had the Binyan Ariel's Kasha, Manashach. The first day was Yom Tov, second day isn't, so you shouldn't be saying Yom Tov anyway. If the first day wasn't Yom Tov, you didn't do anything wrong. But at least as far as Rosh Chodesh goes, and that again, it all revolves around the Psukim in Sefer Shmuel of Machrat HaChodesh HaSheni. The Rashi learns there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, and the Targum Yonasan, the Marashah, learned that it was the Yashami, that there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. I want to say a very interesting Rabbeinu Bachri, Rabbeinu Bachaya. According to the note, well, the Binyan Ariel said yes. According to the Tzlach, Bizman HaZed is not anymore. And according to Yontid, yes, because Be'ez and all the Rishon is Mutter B'Shem. So that Halacha L'maisa, the Halacha L'maisa is if you have it, the only way a Be'ez that's born late the first day is going to be mutter the second day is only because it's considered. I know the Raid and the Rambam may think that maybe once we know, we still. Okay, but that's. According to the Shita, that if it's born the first, the egg is laid the first day, you know, with the 2 days, it's only mutter because it's considered Sveik of the Yoma. I want to wind up with the Rabbeinu Bachir, Ben Bachai, who brings on a very fascinating Rabbeinu Chananel. This is in the Parshas Bo. And he says, how did they do Kiddush HaChodesh Api Ariya when they. In the midbar, they had the moon. They had the Anania covered, and night you had the fires, and in the daytime you had the clouds. You couldn't see the sun and the moon. How did they do Kiddush HaChodesh? And that then he asked also, how did Yonasan know Machar Chodesh? If it's done al pi ria, I don't know. It depends if the Edom show up. The Edom don't show up, you can't. So I don't really hear that as a kasha. I mean, if al pi cheshbon they knew that the Edom should show up tomorrow. That it could fit out according to the calculations, there should be a moon, the stomach then will come. I mean, I don't know, but that's the Rabbeinu Chananel's Raya, Kasha. How did they know? Tomorrow's Machar Chodesh, if it's based on the setting of the moon, maybe the Eidim will not show up. So Rabbeinu Chananel says a big Kiddush. He says, there is no such thing in Minat Torah as Kiddush al-Pi Ariya. It's only Kiddush al-Pi Cheshbon. Where does Kiddush, the whole thing, so how did they do it? They did al-Pi Cheshbon. Where does Kiddush al-Pi Ariya come from? Kiddush al-Pi Ariya comes from a reaction to the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim, who didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, they said, Kiddush al-Pi Cheshbon, you must have made up this Cheshbon. We don't know anything about Torah Shebal Peh, so we're not Doris. So the Chachamim said, we'll prove to you that our Cheshbon is on target. We're going to predict that based on our Cheshbon, the moon will be seen in this position at this time, and exactly in turn with angle and everything. And you'll see, we'll have Edom show up, and if Edom will show up, and they're going to verify what we said, and they'll verify that we know what we're talking about when we say there is Al-Pi Cheshbon. That's what he says. So maybe in the Midbar, they did Al-Pi Cheshbon. David Yonasan did everything Al-Pi Cheshbon. They knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's interesting to note, the Rambam Pirshut Mishnah is, it's hard to believe that he knew that this comes from Rabbeinu Chananel, because if you don't, I can't imagine he would say that. The Rambam in Pirshut Mishnah says that he can't believe that somebody who's an unzer machen, on our side, meaning someone who believes in Torah Shabbat Pei and believes in Mesorah, would say such a thing that Kiddush HaPi HaRiya is not the Ikir of the Cheshmer. He says, he can't believe that. For me, it would say something like that. So obviously, I don't think the Rama knew the Rabbeinu Chanan. He wouldn't have said that to the Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay, so I just want to briefly, I just have a few minutes, I know they want to say Tillim. About the Isra Malacha doing on Rosh Chodesh, it says that it was Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk said, and the Pasuk calls it, today is Yom HaMaiseh, day of work, as opposed to being Rosh Chodesh, which is not a Yom HaMaiseh, because in Rosh Chodesh you don't work. So why can't you work on Rosh Chodesh? So Rashi and Taizis it's a picture of Rebbe Lezer, that the women, because they refused to give up the jewelry to make the ego, they were given a special yomtiv of Rosh Chodesh, and they don't work on Rosh Chodesh. But men do work, and that's how they're miyashiv stiras. One Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is a day of work, one Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is not a day of work. So we're talking about, for men it is a day of work, for women it's not a day of work. That's a problem, though. If you're talking about Shaul and Yonas and David are talking about Erev Rosh Chodesh, they say, well, today is Yom HaMaisa, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, it's not a day of work. Men, David and Yonas were men, so why would they call Rosh Chodesh not Yom HaMaisa? Because the women don't work. So there's a lot of raid on this. I just want to mention that, and it's seeing Pesach is around the corner, the Tori Evan wants to learn the reason why Rosh Chodesh is not Yom HaMaisa, even Midaraisa, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is because it's the day you brought a carbon. And when you bring a carbon, it's considered your yontif. You brought special Rosh Chodesh carbonis. Carbon, Tami, really, Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, well, then never work, because every day you bring a carbon Tami. So Yerushalmi says, well, obviously, it's Tamid is an exception, because it says Sheshi Yom and Tabo. So the Torah Evan says, great, but any other day when you bring a carbon, even if it's a carbon Tibor, like Rosh Chodesh, Minatara, in the time of the Mikdash, even men cannot do work, because it's the day of the Yom. Even though they're not physically bringing the carbon, but it's brought on behalf of the Tibor. So that's the raid. A lot of the Chonim arguing that, and then Posen get into, what if men have a minig not to work? Is there such a thing? Someone to say men also should not work hard malacha, the difference between easy malacha or hard work. And then there's a bach, which Mishbura said the poskim don't seem to say that. But the bach says there's no iser for a woman to work. A woman wants to work, turn on the washing, and that's her business. When all the poskim discuss that Rosh Chodesh, women don't work, it means the husband can't make them work. It's their day off. If they want to work, I don't know, maybe not politically correct to have the men make the women work in any case. But on Rosh Chodesh, a husband cannot force his wife to work whatever things a woman's required to do for her husband. But if the woman wants to do, okay, and the Mishabur says that's not the accepted minig, and the minig are women do not turn on the washing machine, dryer, whatever it is, but certain times they turn the lights on, they drive a car, so I guess I'm not sure exactly where you draw the line. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Kitzur. We spoke about 2 days Rosh Chodesh. One day Rosh Chodesh is Al Sfeikat Yoma, is it Yom HaRichta? When did it become Yom HaRichta? What did they have in the time of the Mikdash? Did they have 1 day? Did they have 2 days? And then we spoke about Yisrael Malacha. As a personal favor, I would like to ask people would have in mind, if you saw the sign, to say in Shmon Esrei Tfilos for a young lady who's in the Kolo. She's doing chemotherapy. She's 24. Her name is Deborah Chana Bas Tova Gipfel. If you could say her name in Shmon Esrei, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for coming.
We should get into the board on the finish.
Sorry, no, the autocrat, right? Yeah.